Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 2nd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Local couple debuts two new Perspire sauna studio locations in Birmingham and Novi. A new Perspire sauna studio location has opened in Birmingham, promising a unique wellness experience. Owners Stephanie and Rami Ubaidi, also bringing Michigan's first Perspire sauna studio to Rochester Hills in 2023, have expanded to Novi as well. The Birmingham studio offers state-of-the-art snow showers, combining infrared sauna and red light therapy for detox, calorie burning, pain relief, and more. With 9 private sauna suites and premium amenities, guests can enjoy a transformative experience. Open 7 days a week, the studio aims to provide concierge-level service and immersive sauna sessions. Learn more at Perspire Sauna Studios' website.
Control bad cholesterol. Taking control of cholesterol numbers starts by knowing your LDL number and working with your doctor to put together an appropriate treatment plan. Studies show an LDL at or below 100 milligrams per deciliter is ideal for most adults. Don't wait. Schedule a cholesterol test as soon as possible. High cholesterol often has no symptoms, so it's important to get your cholesterol checked even if you feel fine. Your doctor is there to help you reach your health goals, including keeping your LDL cholesterol at a healthy number. If your LDL cholesterol number is high, your doctor may recommend treatment options. The sooner you manage high LDL cholesterol, the more you can reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke. Lifestyle changes, such as eating a heart-healthy diet, being more physically active, quitting smoking, and losing weight, can help lower your overall risk of heart disease.
DPR Construction completes topping out of Memorial Emergency Department in Pembroke Pines. DPR Construction, a top technical builder, completes the topping out of Memorial Healthcare System's new 30,000-square-foot freestanding emergency department in Pembroke Pines. The facility will include 20 exam and treatment rooms, pediatric area, fast-track exam rooms, imaging, and a full-service lab. The new parking lot is finished, and the existing urgent care building will be replaced. The facility is set to be fully operational by May 2026, projected to care for 55,000 individuals annually. DPR is also constructing another FSEED in Miramar. Celebrating its 20th anniversary in South Florida, DPR handles $260 million in projects yearly. Founded in 1990, DPR is a self-performing general contractor specializing in complex projects for various markets. For more information, visit DPR's website. DPR Construction completes topping out of Memorial Emergency Department in Miramar. DPR Construction's South Florida business unit has completed the topping out of Memorial Healthcare System's new 16,800-square-foot freestanding emergency department in Miramar, Florida. The facility will feature 13 examination rooms, 8 fast-track rooms, advanced imaging, and on-site lab capabilities. Scheduled to be fully operational by the second quarter of 2026, the FSED will provide convenient access to care for Broward County's growing community. Memorial Hospital Pembroke CEO Felicia Turnley highlighted the importance of the new facility in managing increasing patient volumes. DPR Construction's senior project manager Luke Stocking praised the support from local leaders for keeping the project on schedule. The company is also constructing another FSED in Pembroke Pines, with both projects addressing ongoing labor challenges with in-house self-perform capabilities. DPR Construction, celebrating its 20th anniversary in South Florida, is known for its sustainable and technically complex projects across various markets. Isotropic Corporation, OTUB, building market awareness through strategic education platform. Isotropic Corporation, listed as CSEIZO and OTCQBIZOZF, has launched BreastCT.com as an educational resource focusing on breast CT technology and IsoView's clinical advantages for dense breast tissue imaging. This platform is designed to evolve alongside the company's progression through clinical studies, regulatory phases, and commercial launch milestones. By strategically positioning itself within the imaging category, Isotropic provides a clear market reference framework for IsoView's commercial potential. The challenge of educating markets on breakthrough technology is crucial for medical device companies like Isotropic. Successful adoption of innovations requires comprehensive stakeholder education across patients, clinicians, and healthcare administrators. BreastCT.com serves as a strategic response to this market education requirement, supporting awareness initiatives for Isotropic's advancements.
Biomed News Breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., DAC-NRxP, showcases Hope Therapeutics at Global Passion Project event. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. showcased its Hope Therapeutics program at the Global Passion Project and Rockefeller Capital Symposium. CEO Prafa Jonathan Javitt outlined plans for the fall 2025 launch of clinics and a residential program targeting suicidal depression, PTSD, and cognitive dysfunction. The program will combine neuroplastic drugs with various therapies in a comprehensive setting. NRx recently raised over $8 million from biotechnology investors in a common stock offering. Matthew Rockefeller was named to the advisory board of Hope Therapeutics. NRx is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders.
Investor News Breaks. Solagenix Inc., SNGX, CEO to present at H.C. Wainwright Global Investment Conference. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on developing and commercializing products to treat rare diseases, announced that President and CEO Christopher J. Schaber, Ph.D., will deliver a corporate presentation at the H.C. Wainwright 27th Annual Global Investment Conference, taking place September 8 to 10, 2025. The on-demand presentation will be available beginning September 5th at 7 a.m. ET through the conference platform, with Solagenix management also participating in one-on-one meetings during the event. Solagenix is focused on developing and moving toward potential commercialization of Hybrite TM for the treatment of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The company's development programs also include vaccines targeting filoviruses, ricin toxin, and COVID-19. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Biomed News Breaks. Sine Immunotherapeutics LASDAQ SCNI reports first half 2025 results and strengthened cash position. Sine Immunotherapeutics reported revenues of $773,000 for the 6 months ended June 30, 2025, showing growth in its CDMO business. R&D expenses decreased to $1.24 million, while marketing and administrative expenses increased. Net loss narrowed to $4.13 million. Cash and equivalents were at $989,000 as of June 30, with an additional $4.2 million raised in July and August. Sinai is advancing its anti-IL-17 nanoAb program, filing new patents and pursuing grant funding. The CDMO unit booked $1.0 million in service orders through August. NRx Pharmaceuticals selected to present at the 2025 Global Passion Project with Matthew Rockefeller and Rockefeller Capital. NRx Pharmaceuticals, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, presented plans for the Hope Therapeutics rollout at the 2025 Global Passion Project Symposium with Matthew Rockefeller and Rockefeller Capital. The company raised $8.8 million from biotech investors for the flagship location in Palm Beach, FL. Hope Clinics will offer neuroplastic drugs like ketamine, transcranial magnetic stimulation, and hyperbaric oxygen to treat conditions like suicidal depression and PTSD. Matthew Rockefeller joins the Hope Therapeutics Advisory Board. The symposium highlighted the collaboration between technology, science, and philanthropy to address mental health challenges. NRx aims to combine treatments for a response rate of over 90% with multiple locations opening in Florida this fall. Investor news breaks: Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc., YA American, STRW, completes $5.3 million acquisition in Missouri. Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc., STRW, has completed the acquisition of a facility in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, adding 108 skilled nursing beds and 16 assisted living beds to its portfolio for $5.3 million. The facility is now part of an existing master lease with Reliant Care Group, LLC, boosting annual rents by $530,000 with 3% annual escalators. This marks the 18th facility in Missouri for Strawberry Fields. The company's portfolio includes 142 healthcare facilities with over 15,500 beds across multiple states. For more information, visit the company's website at hstudyfield.com/. Study finds link between head injuries and elevated brain cancer risk. A recent study conducted at Mass General Brigham has found a potential link between head injuries and an elevated risk of developing brain cancer. Researchers analyzed data from over 75,000 people with traumatic brain injuries between 2000 and 2024, revealing that patients with a history of TBIs were more likely to develop malignant brain tumors. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are investing in research to develop treatments for brain malignancies. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. This study sheds light on the importance of understanding the connection between head injuries and brain cancer risk.
Investor news breaks: Enovis Bio, Inc. vs. to present at H.C. Wainwright Global Investment Conference. Enovis Bio, Inc., trading on the NYSE under the symbol ANVS, will be represented by CEO Maria Maccecchini, Ph.D. at the H.C. Wainwright 27th Annual Global Investment Conference from September 8 to 10, 2025, at the Lotte New York Palace Hotel. Enovis, based in Malvern, Pennsylvania, focuses on combating neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. The company is dedicated to creating innovative treatments to enhance patient outcomes and quality of life. For more information, visit enovisbio.com and follow Enovis Bio on LinkedIn, YouTube, and X. Biomed news breaks: Clene Inc. NASDAQ CLNN to present at H.C. Wainwright Global Investment Conference. Clene Inc., listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol CLNN, has announced that its management will be presenting at the H.C. Wainwright 27th Annual Global Investment Conference and will also be hosting one-on-one investor meetings. Clene is a late clinical stage biopharmaceutical company that focuses on improving mitochondrial health and protecting neuronal function to treat neurodegenerative diseases such as amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, and multiple sclerosis. The company's investigational therapy, CNM-AO8R, aims to improve central nervous system cells' survival and function by targeting mitochondrial function and the NAD pathway while reducing oxidative stress. For more information about Clene Inc. and its subsidiaries, visit www.clene.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.